In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, when our Lord Jesus stands by the lake, the page of the Gospel speaks deeply to our souls, because we have so many lakes in Wisconsin. It really makes the Gospel more special to us, since it is in the beautiful environment of a lake called the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus calls his apostles. We wonder, what does it take to be his followers, his disciples? How do I become a disciple of Jesus? To be a disciple is to become like the Master. To be a disciple is to be interiorly conformed to Jesus. It is to think like him, to look like him. It's to be like Christ in the world. What are the things I can do to attain this goal? Many things. And today, I am going to focus only on four of them, four basics of discipleship. Number one, it's not about taking on certain tasks or doing certain things. Number one is to pay attention to my relationship with Christ Jesus. It's living the relationship with Christ. It's being a child of God the Father. That really matters. The relationship is not only to say, really, Jesus is my buddy. That's awesome, of course. But more profoundly, if the relationship is to be a child of God, it is much more than to be a buddy. Why? Because the child has the right to access the Father's heart. It's a fantastic and absolutely real right of the child to have access to the heart of their father. The consequences of this right is a real responsibility. A right always implies a responsibility. In a real relationship, there are always right and responsibilities. In this case, it is that I have to live in the way that God called me to live. It is the way the relationship grows. I have to grow in my responsibilities in order to be a real disciple. The disciple is aware of his responsibilities and takes care of them seriously and generously. It is the flip side of his right as a child of God. The second basic thing is showing up. You know how disappointing it is when you invite friends for a nice dinner, a nice evening, and some of them do a last-minute no-show, and even others don't answer your invitation. In the discipleship of Jesus showing up, showing up is very important. Showing up when it's time for God, for Mass, for prayer. Showing up when I have to be there. To be there not only exteriorly, but also interiorly. Because it's possible to be present physically, but not with a mind and heart. We all have the experience of talking with someone who looks above your shoulder, and it's very uncomfortable. In a relationship, you see when someone is not really present, because there is always a cell phone or something else that distracting them. The discipleship grows when I am really present for him. Number three, I show up But I have to do that consistently. Faithfulness is being consistent. Faithfulness equals consistency. The disciple is someone who consistently lives the relationship, showing in prayer, going to Mass, consistently returning to confession. The disciple does not show up sporadically. The disciple shows up consistently. Sometimes we are tempted to think, wow, I have not been showing up for a while, so now I am going to show up and to do a very intense prayer. I'm going to church to pray very, very hard. I'm going to immerse myself in a very intense prayer. Consistency is not at all this kind of intense performance done occasionally. It's not a performance. Consistency is humble persistence. It's done day after day. Lastly, number four is keeping our commitments. A disciple is someone making decisions, and these decisions bring some commitment. To keep these commitments is essential. Commitments to God and to the people around me. These four habits, habit is a very important word, these four habits of discipleship are simple. First of all, caring for a relationship with the Lord implies being responsible and leading me to grow. Number two, to show up again and again. Number three, I do that consistently, not sporadically. Number four, I keep my commitment to God and to the people I love, to the people who count on me, who rely on me. With God's grace, doing that transforms us into new people, people of Christ, people who live like Christ and act like Him. It's a lifestyle. Jesus is the guide. We are the disciples. He calls us today on the shore of Lake Michigan to follow Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.